This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some water and sewer utilities are a bit like the post office. What they charge isn't what they need to fund their long-term operations. Now, some utilities are getting creative, turning waste into revenue. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong has the latest in our month-long series, Water, the High Price of Cheap.
I'm at DC's Blue Plains Sewer Treatment Plant with Chris Piatt. He directs resource recovery here. And yeah, this stuff is not considered human waste. It's a resource that can be turned into, say, fertilizer.
The farmers value it at $300 an acre. If I worked for a Fortune 500 company and said that we were going to give this asset away for free, I'd probably be fired on the spot.
Piatt manages a giant cylinder called a digester. Now, you can't see inside for obvious reasons. It smells.
These are centrifuges.
You take waste and you spin it, you cook it, and you digest it, which, like a stomach, means bacteria breaking down the matter. Poet says this high-end digester is the first of its kind in North America.
The thermal hydrolysis process makes the food much more available for the microbes in the digesters, which gives us better gas production.
Better gas production. Insert your own joke here. But this is methane, which makes free electricity for the plant. The digester also turns out fertilizer you can use in your garden. And someday, this place could sell other byproducts, like phosphorus, which is a nutrient, or perhaps cleaned up water.
We call it NEW, Nutrients, Energy, and Water, that can now be recycled as resources.
Matt Reese of the nonprofit Water Environment Federation says water utilities are in financial distress. Clean water standards are going up. The pipes need replacing. Heavier rainfalls demand more treatment and more planning.
All of that means you need additional capital coming into the system. There's now a realization that we've got to operate differently as a business.
Thing is, the utility sector is conservative. George Hawkins, the CEO of DC Water, says this business is no place for risky trial and error.
It is not one where you can start a new product and then it fails, so you go back to a different one, like New Coke.
Yet there is safer innovation, like digesting sewage into sellable products. You may be surprised, but yeah, you can get money for this stuff. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.